also 50 years ago, the first heart transplant was performed. You still can remember, by Dr. Christian Barna, at the hospital not far from here. Yes, a very historic day in terms of that happening, but specific today, World AIDS Day, when we go back to our constituencies, that we play a part in assisting our people to get the best health service from Department of Health, from government. We owe it to them in terms of the Constitution. Honourable members, Secretary, are there apologies?
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chairperson, there are two apologies from Honourable Mutara and Honourable Gates.
Is it in a written format?
Yes, Chairperson.
Thank you. Honourable members, there's two apologies. I put it in the committee and accept it. The one, Honourable Mutara is out of the country, Honourable Gaila, I don't know where, but there's two apologies. Thank you for the adoption of the apologies. Then, Honourable members, in the ATC, dated 29th of November, there is changes to our committee. There are new deployees appointed, Honourable Shibangu from the Free State, and also appointed Honourable MD Monakedi from Limpopo. Welcome to these two members, also strengthening our committee on appropriations, but also then on finance, and then also appointed as an alternate, the Honourable S. Mohai Konasaiso, as the Free State representative as an alternate, but also in his capacity here as the Chief Whip of the National Council of Provinces. To these members, congratulations and welcome, and I am very sure that you will definitely add value to the meeting. Also, welcome to a good lady, and the other lady sitting there at the back, Mrs. Makue, and the other lady, you are welcome to see what we are doing here. We're actually dealing with the budget of South Africa. That's how important this meeting is. Thank you. That covers the membership. We welcome also Mrs. Wilson from National Treasury, from the Public Finance Unit in National Treasury. Why? Because we will be dealing with the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, which we already received a briefing on. I'll take you back to this document. But in the meantime, there was also amendments made. And that served before the National Assembly yesterday. Excuse me, in the end I voted on that. So Ms. Wilson, over to you. Honourable Termans.
Chairperson, thank you. Before you hand over to Treasury, I just want to, you know that, you know, on the 22nd of November, in the NCOP, the consideration of the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill served there. And there the Western Cape delegation of the DA delivered a letter of objection before the start of the plenary to the NCOP to the Chairperson, Honourable Tani Mudisi. Chairperson's objection was based on subsection 12.11 of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Related Matters Act, Act 9 of 2009. The 21st of November 2017 was the last day that the NCOP may consider the bill, or a bill, since the bill must be reported to the NCOP 9 days after the consideration of the revised fiscal framework. The 22nd of November, Chairperson, was already the 10th day, and therefore outside the time frame prescribed by subsection 12.11 of the Act and considered illegal by the DA representing the Western Cape. It would result in the purpose of the Act having been deserted. This stance was repeated by the DA since then, every step of the way, and today, Chairperson, is today still the DA's position, and I request that it must be recorded as such. The DA cannot and will not be part of any illegal activity. Chairperson, we are mindful of the fact that other unrelated issues also form part of today's agenda, both in this meeting and the Court Select Committee Finance meeting will commence immediately after this meeting. Chairperson, we are therefore not going to walk out today again. Therefore, Chairperson, we request that it must be recorded in the minutes that we are going to remain in this meeting and will only take part in the other unrelated issues as reflected on the agenda. Our state chairperson in this meeting must not be seen as us condoning the illegal process followed. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable Mortlake Shipping.
No, Chair, thanks. I am not sure, Chairperson. In the joint meeting that we held, we sought legal advice that was provided for all the people who were there, including the Democratic Alliance. Advocate Jenkins explained the interpretation of the law. And to my dismay, the NCOP component of the DA left the meeting. And the National Assembly component sat in the meeting, participated, made meaningful contribution, and chair. I'm not sure if we've got to characterize any event that took place. And it is on record also during the sitting that the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces also explained the whole processes with regard to the interpretation of the law. And I think, and we think as the ANC, we are within our legal limit and we did nothing illegal, and this must be taken in that spirit, Chair. The majority of the members of this committee said this meeting is legal, that meeting is legal, all processes were legal.
Thank you, Honourable Modular Shipping. There was a legal opinion tabled in all the meetings when this matter came up, and again in this meeting that opinion will be formed part of the minutes. The legal opinion still stands. Yes, Honourable.
I might just the last thing that I'm going
to. We are wasting time. We must get into this person.
2 minutes, Chairperson.
No,
1 minute, Chairperson.
Yes, sir.
I want to confirm that a legal opinion was tabled. Chairperson, it only remains a legal opinion. It doesn't mean that that is in fact the correct, you know, assessment of the legislation. Thank you, sir.
Noted. Honourable members, let's go to point 3, briefing by the National Treasury on the Adjustment Appropriation Bill 25B 2017. Honourable Wilson, you may address the committee.
Thank you, Honourable members. Thank you for the opportunity to present the amendments to the Adjustments Appropriations Bill. I just want to take the committees through 2 technical adjustments.
Sorry to interrupt you. Is there any presentation document?
No.
Or are you referring to this?
We will refer to the
Honourable members, I hope you brought with you the amendments to the appropriation bill. I also brought with the original adjustments to the appropriation, as was tabled quite a while ago. It's actually, in terms of the volume, it's minor changes, but Mrs. Wilson will take us through that. Thank you.
Okay.
Before you go further, please open your document, the thin one, that you can, as she's explaining it, that you can work through it. Thank you.
Okay, I first want to take the members through the technical adjustments on the correctional services vote. That is the last page on the small document adjustments appropriation form.
Which one are you?
The 2-pager.
Oh, the 2-pager.
Yeah. That's the last page there.
These two must actually be next to each other.
Yeah. The technical adjustment is on the correctional services vote. It's on page 9 of the main adjustment appropriation bill. So it's on page 9 of the main bill. What we are amending is the main division of the vote to incarceration. And as you go down, it will state facilities and repairs and maintenance. We are amending the repairs and maintenance to municipal services. That is the first technical adjustment. Okay, so we go to page 9 of the main appropriation bill, and we are amending the main division of the bill to incarceration. And as you go down, you will see facilities and repairs and maintenance. We are just changing repairs and maintenance to municipal services. And that is clear in the adjustment.
Yes.
The second. The second technical adjustment that we are making is to the Home Affairs vote. When we did our adjustment, identified the savings on the vote, that is on the systems modernization project, we identified there was low spending in the first quarter and the second quarter, and then we declared a savings. With our interaction with the Appropriations Committee and the Department, we realized that the slow spending is because of the fact that the first quarter was dedicated to planning and the second quarter was dedicated to actually procuring computer hardware, which is going to take longer. So that's why we had the slow spending in the first and the second quarter. So the amendment is basically to reverse the declared saving on the Home Affairs vote, and we've identified amounts on the National Treasury vote that would make up for the 100 million. So we'll just take the committee through the changes. We work from the smaller, the two-page document, and then we work towards the bill and indicate the changes. The first change is on page 4, that is an amount change. On page 4, we go to the Home Affairs post right at the end of page 4. On column 4.
The members there at the bottom, yeah. Okay,
we're changing 1246 800. We're changing to 1346 800 because now we're reversing the 100 million that was identified for Home Affairs and we're putting that money back. We are replacing the 1246 800 to 1346 800.
Order, order. Let the lady take us through the document. Take your pen and then you circle. Yeah.
But
you must present it to us.
But I must present how we change
yeah.
it. Because I'm working from the original appropriation bill that was tabled by Minister.
Yeah,
I'm just indicating the changes now.
Yeah, that's the correct one. Thank you.
And then next to that, we're changing the amount of 1240252 to 1304 0252. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll do this morning.
And on page 4, in the term column in the main division, administration replaced the 371722 to 471722, because we're putting the 100 million back. So we're just amending it by increasing it with the 100 million. So we're changing it from 1371722 to 471722. Yes. Is members clear?
Yes.
I can go on. On page 4 in the fourth column, under current payments, goods and services in the main division, administration replace 365174 with 465174. Everybody clear? And then on page 4 in the main column under current payments, goods and services, main division, replace 365174 with 465174. Okay. And then on page 4 in the second column, we delete of which information and modernization systems operations, which is the lead that description thing. That's the project. And then on page 4 in the fourth column under current payments, goods and services, delete the 100 million. So that amount in bracket, which is deleting that. We go to page 5. On page 5, as I've indicated to members, we've identified amounts under the National Treasury vote that would make up for the 100 million that we're giving the Home Office back. So on page 5, in the third column, we replace 9785086. With 9685086. On page 5, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies, there's no decrease. We are replacing 231763 with 331763. On page 5, in the third column, in the main division, 8 technical support, finance, support and development finance, replace 364814 with 314814. On page 5, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies in the main division 8, technical support and development finance replaced 230 million, so it's 230000 with 280000. And on page 5, in the fifth column, under transfers and subsidies for the main subvision 8, technical support, development finance in respect of government technical advisory center facilitation of public funds for job creation initiatives, we replace 230 three zeros with 280 three zeros. And then I'm going to page 6 now. On page 6, before the main division 10, financial and intelligent security, we're just adding in the second column, we just insert 9 revenue administration. And in the third column, we insert 50 million. That's 15030. In the fifth column under transfers and subsidies, we also insert 50 million. That's 50 and then 330. And that is covering all the amendments to the adjustments appropriation form. Thank you, Chair.
That's excuse me. That's 5.7. And the one on page 9. Honourable members, are there any questions? None. Excellent. You're a good teacher. Yeah, brilliant. There's no questions. Honourable members, present report. Here it is. In terms of the presentations, which one is for the members? First one. Honourable members, in terms of the presentation we just received, as well as the hearings we had prior to today, I put the following report to the committee. A draft report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the Adjustments Appropriation Bill, B25B of 2017, National Assembly, Section 77, dated 1 December. The Adjustment Appropriations Bill, as amended by the Standing Committee on Appropriations of the National Assembly, was referred to the committee on the 30th of November 2017. In order to streamline the processing of the bill and contain costs, the committee had already received the presentation on the original bill, as tabled by the Minister of Finance on the 25th of October 2017 during a joint meeting with the Standing Committee on Appropriations of the National Assembly on the 22nd of November 2017. Subsequently, the Standing Committee amended the original bill to an amount of 100 million rand after receiving submissions from the National Treasury and the Department of Home Affairs. On the 1st of December 2017, National Treasury briefed the committee on the background to the nature of the amendments. There you have all the stakeholders that appeared before us. I wrote in the last paragraph, the Select Committee on Appropriations, having considered the Adjustment Appropriation Bill, B25B of 2017, referred to it and classified by the joint tagging mechanism as a Section 77 bill, report that it has agreed to the bill without amendments. I put this report to the committee, the Select Committee for Appropriations. I put the question. Those in favour? One, two, three, four, five. Five is in favour, and two didn't put up any hands, and they are against it. Thank you. Are they abstaining? Okay. So just go on record.
If it's nice, says that we are not going to participate in this. So
for this part of the agenda,
we must go
because
the Democratic Alliance is abstaining, seeing that the majority of the members voted in favour, the bill is then duly adopted. Thank you.
Chairperson, just a minor, but I think an important thing, because we are busy. We're busy with very important things in terms of the history of the country, Chair. Now, if my great-grandchild reads the paragraph that just talks to the committee, it will make more sense if we say they're the Select Committee. Whenever it's used in the document, I see in the first sentence you use it in the second line, in the second paragraph you use it in the first line, where you just refer to the committee.
So you want to select committee.
It would help if we put select committee.
Thank you for that, Honourable Mkuye. Thank you for that. We will amend this.
and put in select committee. Everywhere we just refer to the voluntary committee, it must be select committee. Anything else? Thank you, Honorable Makuwe. This report is officially adopted. Honorable Mwai second the adoption. Honorable members, that brings us to point 5. Let me just get myself organized here. To the report on the division of revenue and the conditional grant allocations to provinces and local government in terms of the MTPBS. This report was circulated to the honorable members. I have one paragraph just to add when we come to the recommendations. I put to members, did members receive this? Thank you. Honorable members, I put to you the draft report of the Select Committee on Appropriations on the proposed division of revenue and conditional grant allocations to provincial and local spheres of government as contained in the 2017 medium-term budget policy statement dated 1 December 2017. I put to members page 1. The first part of the report is actually what was presented by the Minister and then National Treasury, etc. Page 1. Page 2 captures the presentation by Minister Jeff Khadebe, Minister in the Presidency, on the mandate paper. Very important document. Page 3. Page 4. Page 5. Changes to provincial and local government allocations. Page 6. Inputs by the FFC, page 7, page 8, page 9, refer to Salgo's presentation. Page 16. page 17, input by Mr. Madlala. Then we get to point 7, observations and findings. Especially point 7.2 in the rural areas, where the department transferred the money on time. Some schools get their nutrition money a bit late, especially in the rural areas where I am deployed. Point 18. Five, it's an important point. The returning of funds back to the National Treasury and the National Revenue Fund. We come to recommendations, point 8. Indicated when the national budget will be tabled 21st of February, we will get more clarity on the equitable share formulas review. Point 19. Satisfied with page 18 and 19. The last page 20. What I think we must add, honorable members, nothing believe, to be consistent of what we say in the whole year, is that we reiterate or reaffirm our previous recommendations as captured also in the report on the revised fiscal framework, that the three spheres of government and entities have to seriously get rid and out of irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. It totals over 40 billion rand. And we're now looking for money for higher education. That's where it is. It's there. That the committee will closely monitor this spending on a quarterly basis. That's our responsibility. To keep the executives and the departments to account. To get rid of that figure. Because that money can be allocated to other priorities that are also important. Honourable members, I put this to the committee, the report on the MTPBS. Anyone that wants to... Excuse me?
I move for the adoption.
Honourable Shipping moves for adoption. Honourable Mona Kelly second. I note Honourable De Brandt.
Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. In terms of the Western Cape mandate that was tabled, the DA wishes to record its objection be noted on the report. Thank you.
That will be noted. Thank you, honourable members. That report is duly adopted. We're working with some speed. We go to point 7, and we go back to our visit to Gauteng, which I think was a very fruitful visit. The report of the committee on the Select Committee on the Preparations on the oversight visit to the Gauteng Metro municipalities, Ekurhuleni, Johannesburg, Tshwane, during the period 4 to 5 September 2017, to assess spatial development through utilization of conditional grants. And the report is dated today, 1st of December 2017. I put that this report was also circulated, I think, quite a while ago. Yeah. I put to members page 1. I put to members page 2. What is captured here in the first part is what was presented to us. Page 2. Gauteng report. Yeah. We had a lot of activities that week. Yeah. I got messages from Honorable Mohai who wanted to join us. But he had other responsibilities. page 3, honorable members. The oversight, after objectives of the oversight visit, why did we go there, the approach we had. City of Ekurhuleni, page 4. There's the tables. Sourcing of funds. Thank you, Mr. Blakey, for sensitizing me. Mrs. Wilson, you are released because we've done your part of the agenda. Thank you. Thank you for your honoring this meeting, and have a safe trip back. Enjoy the 1st of December. Thank you. We release you.
Page
5. Page 6. Our inspections, the RMB bus rapid transport infrastructure, transit infrastructure. We had quite a lot of bus trips, inspecting bus stops, etc. Yeah, from Monaco, we travel a lot. Yeah. Page 8, the informal settlement. City of Johannesburg Metro. Page 9. Page 10. We visited the Caserne Intermodal Public Transport Facility. It's a huge facility. The bridges, page 12. City of Tshwane.
Page 5.
We are on page 5. remember the pipe on page 12, but I think it was Deep Stuart. That was the area we visited. All the members, page 13. Page 14, this is what was presented to us. Page 15. We come to page 16, the recommendations. Just Lubabalo, Estelle, Yolanda, just look at the numbering. I think it must be 6.1. You've got here 6.11. They're all the numbering on that page. Just be corrected. Page 16, members, are you in agreement? Silence is consent. I go to page 17. The same thing about the numbering. Are you in agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. We go to page 18. It's not on the order paper in this meeting, but we helped. We hear you. Just again, look at the numbering. 18, City of Johannesburg, bullets captured there, City of Tshwane, what we are saying. Agreement with page 19, members. Thank you, members. We go to page 20. You still remember the one bus route stopped a kilometer kilometers short from Water to Vonderboom Airport. Comes back to plan. Yeah. I put the members page 21. Members, I put to you page 1. This is a summary of what we actually did. Page 2. Page 3. Processing of the budget. increase of revenue and appropriations. Well, page 5. At the bottom of page 5, excuse me, challenges emerging that will be seriously addressed January, February, when we will be completing the review of the Money Bills Act. Page 6. Went to Saldana. Page 7. Page 8. Page 9. Well, Isaac, I know you.
Sorry, on page 14, I trust you there now, Eugene. National Treasury should provide the committee with requests 30 days. In your opinion, is this happening? Is this transpiring? I mean, are we getting this info timely?
Balu will reply to that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I can confirm that in reports that have been adopted previously, considered by the House, and then recommendations sent to the various departments, for example, in this case to the National Treasury, there's always been some responses in those issues. On issues that, for example, affect the budget, let's say, for example, your recommendations on Division of Revenue, there is a section within the Division of Revenue bill, let's say at the beginning of the year, where National Treasury provides responses to recommendations of the committee. In this instance, since this report is only adopted now, then, let's say, for example, it will be considered in the House next week on Tuesday with everything. Definitely, As the time frame has been stipulated here, National Treasury will provide responses. They have never ignored committee recommendations as far as I'm concerned. Thank you.
Robert, thank you. We go to page 15. Our study tour to Malaysia. Send the pictures to Honorable Mai. I put two members, page 17. Page 18. Bills is captured again. Page 19. Page 20. Bollywood will give clarity on this.
Maybe, I think Esther might be in a better position to comment on this one. But briefly, Honourable Members, the understanding is that, say, for example, the committee was dealing with let's say, for example, with mining in this instance, and then now content issues for that sector are not clear, then the committee might be in a position to say, as much as we try to dealt with this, but since we were dealing with this sector for the first time, there were issues that were not clear with us in terms of the content that were provided by the department. So our understanding is along those lines. If maybe my colleagues wish to add, maybe they can add, but that's our understanding.
Thanks, Chairperson. I'm not sure if it's worth mentioning, just to mention that this report is on a template that was agreed on by the two House Chairpersons, Mr. Nyambi and Mr. Frolic. So we were given this template to work within. So where we had that appears under every heading, and where we had nothing to include, we included nothing, but where we had challenges there, we included them. But members are welcome if they have identified other challenges that we can include them. It's just that it appears under every heading. We've inserted the ones that we are aware of, but members are welcome to put other challenges that can also be included that we haven't captured.
Maybe I'm not well understood. I'm not questioning the format that was agreed upon. What I'm seeing is the content in terms of the challenge. It's very ambiguous and very broad.
Yeah,
if they can avoid generalizations,
yeah,
and begin to say this was the challenge that was experienced, I think it would be better captured so that we all understand what were the challenges.
Yeah, I'm with you. Unpack content-related challenges. If there was none, then take it away.
Yes.
If there were challenges, then unpack it, let we know about it. Or content-related challenges, nothing to report on. Just clarify that, because if a person outside this meeting reads this, although Modular Shipping is correct, it will create confusion. Yes. Honourable McQueen, sorry.
Chair, I'm in a privileged position in that in the committee that I sit full-time, we also deal with reports. And what has been raised about the template is something that we can use positively. Because when I raise it, Chair, I get a sense that because these templates are agreed upon, the intention is good, but very often the outcome might be compromised. How can we benefit from that? And when we have our Chief Whip present with us as well, Chair, I think that we may want to discuss this further in a meeting of the Chairs of Chairs, because let me just highlight two issues. The one is when you report in this report on the rapid bus transport system in Ekurhuleni. We have Department of Transport reporting to us as a committee on economic and business development. But we don't see what you are doing, and you don't know what it is that we are doing. So how do we begin to share these experiences with each other and create the synergy. That's the one, Chair. The other one is an even bigger one. When you look at Saldanha Bay Municipality, we were hosted during our visit in that area by the Saldanha Bay Municipality. We had a member of the Municipal Council traveling with us through our entire oversight. One of the things that we're proud of as a country is the Saldanha Bay Industrial Development Zone and what is in fact happening there. Great things are happening, and it's in the Saldanha Bay Municipality. It's run by DTI, and we checked, because in NCOP Quebec, again, work with the three spheres of government, we checked with the municipality, are you involved in what's happening there? And they said yes. But then I look at some of the areas that this committee has focused on. The content that you are interested in will be different to the content that trade and industry will be interested in. And I think that maybe in the committee of chairpersons, we could look at creating that synergy. If our chief whip was here, I would have said as well that maybe we can ask the chief whip to look at how we can actually improve our oversight responsibilities also through better cooperation between various select committees. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, that's the objective. What can we do better? Big, fast results. Operation Bakisa. Honourable members, I put this report to the committee. This is a draft report. Honourable Mortla Shuping. Honourable Mortla Shuping moves for adoption. Is there a seconder? Honourable, someone that wants to adopt? Seconds? Honourable Esrak seconds. Thank you. We go to point 9, draft minutes. 17, 21, 22, 24 of November. Minutes. Where's that one? Under November. 17 November, honorable members. Consideration of the negotiating mandates. Yes, that was the Friday. On the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill and Minutes. I put to members page 1. I put to members page 2. Provinces that submitted their negotiating mandates and matters raised in the negotiating mandates. Page 3. Four. National Treasury on page 5, the plus that responded. Page 6. And page 7. The question is that the committee moves to adoption of the minutes. Someone that will propose. Thank you, Honorable Mortla Shuping and Honorable Zamandi. Thank you very much. We go to the minutes of the 21st of November. That was the Tuesday, considering final mandates from the Division of Revenue and the report. Draft report on the Division of Revenue and considering minutes. I put to members page 1. I put to members page 2. I put to members page 3. That's all the final mandates. Consideration on the draft report on the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill. That's on page 3. We go to page 4. Minutes and closing remarks. I put the question. The question is that the committee moves to adoption. Honorable Zamandi moves to adoption. Honorable Mortla Shuping seconds. Thank you, honorable members. We go to the minutes of the 22nd of November. National Treasury briefing on the Adjustment Appropriations Bill, page 1. Yeah, this is where we didn't we split. No, we didn't split. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4 contains the content of the briefing by National Treasury. Page 5. National Treasury was requested to submit the following details. Did you receive it? It was received. Pardon? And it was circulated. Thank you, Lubabalo. Page 6. I put the question. The question is that the committee adopts the minutes. Can I get the move for adoption? Honorable Zimandi moves. And Honorable Mata Shipping seconds. Thank you, members. We go to the minutes of the 24th of November. That was a Friday. Public hearing on the medium-term budget policy statement in the old assembly. Page 1. I put the members page 2. I put the members page 3. Page 4. Page 5. What I want you to do, Secretariat, is to include the legal opinion in the minutes. That amendment of the opinion being included, I put the minutes to the committee. A move for adoption. Honorable Motla Shuping moves. Honorable Zimandi seconds.
Chair.
Honorable Motla Shuping.
I've got a matter in terms of the joint meetings that I want to raise. I just wonder. Is everything that is said in a meeting recorded? In terms of our participation in a meeting.
Is
it unanswered?
The records.
Can you retrieve
the
records,
yeah,
of the participation in the meeting?
One part of the record is minutes. The other part of the record, I presume, is
tape. As we speak.
Is this recorded somewhere?
The reason why I'm asking this, Chair, is that more often your co-chair, you have not done it, your co-chair in the National Assembly would then ask officials of Treasury or of other departments, say, everything that was asked here, we want it written, and then you must admit it in so and so. But it's there, we can retrieve that if we have such facilities. It's unnecessary, really.
Chair. That's actually a valid point. I notice, recognize Honorable McQueen.
Chair, I can say with confidence that it's not recorded electronically.
When I was at the...
Even council meetings that we speak, and I've not followed this up, council meetings, Every council meeting is recorded. Why do we speak through these mics if these things are not recorded? And we still want better sound for us to be audible enough. Okay, thank you.
Chair, it's simple that we don't have the recording facilities in all the rooms. There was a time in this parliament where we had cameras in all the committee sections. We also had cameras that enabled us to have video conferencing. That was in the 1990s. But most of those things are not working anymore. As chairperson of a committee, I have checked that. Like sometimes we come in and our mics are not working. If you meet here in committee room 2, there's basic stuff there. All that you get is this enhancement of your voice. There's no other thing. We find in some of our committee rooms as well, like this is one of them, where you, there is a screen there that's not working. But you find in some of the committee rooms, you don't have screens for overhead projections. And my emphasis here, Chairperson, is in some of them. There are others where those facilities are available.
This is a matter we must take to the Joint Committee on Parliament, as well as to the Chairperson's Committee, because, it's a valid point. Our meetings at the provincial legislature in the Northern Cape was always recorded. It was on the tape, and that tape is filed like a book. Yes, gets a number, goes into a register, etc. It's quite a business to do that. Thank you for the point you raised, Honorable Motla Shupeng. We might make a follow-up. It will be in the minutes of this meeting. Honorable members, that brings us to the end of our agenda and to the end of this meeting of the Select Committee for Appropriations. The last meeting for 2017 for the Select Committee on Appropriations. We are still going into finance, but in terms of this meeting, I thank every member for his or her contribution, for his or her commitment, attending the meetings, and assist the committee to do its work inside Parliament, outside Parliament, but also your oversight work in your constituencies, in your province and provinces. I wish the members well, but also the loved ones at home. Some of us are sitting a thousand and a half kilometers from our homes, where our family actually is. Yes, sometimes it's difficult times, so we are aware of it. Thank you for that commitment, and please convey our best wishes also to your loved ones, to our committee staff. Thank you for being professional. You did a great job. Let's improve on it. Working towards excellence. Also to your people at home, take our good wishes there, and everyone else that assisted us, also to Advocate Jenkins. I sometimes phone him at funny times in the night when something comes to my mind to get clarity, that he's always available to assist. And to everyone else from the department who already left. So that, members, bring us to the end of this meeting. This meeting stands adjourned. You can grab a cup of tea. Please come back immediately. There are members that wants to leave by plane, for going via Johannesburg to their provinces. So let's be mindful of that. And let me start then with the Select Committee for Finance. Thank you. Thank you.